hard to tell if your boss is a psychopath.
What are the keys to success? Intelligence? Ambition? Industry expertise? According to some experts, it can also help if you're a psychopath.
For most people, the term psychopath conjures up the image of a sadistic killer. But not all psychopaths are evil murderers. Most are seemingly ordinary people who've never committed a crime. Some can come across as charming and charismatic, and several are even highly successful.
So, what is a psychopath? The Journal of Abnormal Psychology says that typical psychopaths are selfish, egocentric, callous, and manipulative people who lack empathy, an ability to understand the feelings of other people, and who have no sense of remorse.
So, how can you tell if your boss or work colleague is a psychopath? Here are some of the telltale signs. A psychopath
likes to be the center of attention,
may take credit for things they haven't done,
will manipulate others for their own ends,
doesn't feel bad or apologetic after having done something wrong,
may put down, humiliate, or laugh at others,
isn't concerned about ethical behavior,
is often unaware of the pain they can cause others,
may lie to get their own way,
won't feel bad if they have to sack people,
may exploit and trick others for self-advancement.
Interestingly, many psychopathic characteristics are perfect for succeeding in the world of business. These include ruthlessness, fearlessness, self-confidence, mental toughness, charm, and persuasiveness. Research psychologist Kevin Dutton talks about this in his book, The Wisdom of Psychopaths: What Saints, Spies, and Serial Killers Can Teach Us About Success. Dutton argues that there are functional psychopaths among us who use their personalities to succeed in mainstream society. And, shockingly, in some fields, the more psychopathic people are, the more likely they are to succeed.
So, where can you find psychopaths? In a 2011 survey, the Great British Psychopath Survey, Kevin Dutton asked people to fill out a questionnaire online to find out how psychopathic they were. He found that those who scored high on the psychopathic scale included CEOs, lawyers, media executives in radio and television, salespeople, surgeons, journalists, police officers, members of the clergy, chefs, and civil servants. And those who scored low on the scale included nurses, therapists, craftspeople, beauticians, teachers, charity workers, creative artists, doctors, and accountants.
Do you think your boss could be a psychopath?